The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Nida Daf Lamed. The Gemara discusses the physical metzius of pregnancy with the development of the vlad in terms of the effect on the mother's body, in terms of the physical and physiological development of the vlad. And we understand that Chazal, the Maral, is ma'arich on this in many places, that when Chazal described physical developments, Chazal are not only putting the finger on what's medically and scientifically true. Very often Chazal are not referring to the physical reality at all. Chazal are referring to a deeper existential darga of spiritual reality. And this comes out in many places. Wherever we find that the physical reality that's in front of us in the Gemara doesn't meet the criteria that are scientifically correct, Ma'idi talking about what Chazal are talking about is not a physical phenomenon, but they're talking about something metaphysical, something on a spiritual realm, because that was the realm in which Chazal gave us over Torah. One of the things that's discussed over here, which sounds difficult on an emotional level, and we'll see that really Chazal are developing a deep understanding of Koich HaNefesh, of Shleimus HaAdam, and the purpose of a person in this world, is a member in the Gemara later on, Daf Lamed Aleph, a Daf from now. And the Gemara says that Lo Manimo B'Yom Shmini, why is Mila given B'Yom Shmini, Shalaitia Kulam Smeichim, by the bris, by the Suda's bris, everybody's sameach, and the parents are atzuvim because the Torah says that Tumas Nida, that asks a woman labailo 7 days, is hoirav atzuvim because they don't have their state of physical connectedness. So Mamela only on the 8th day passes a mila, because it would be on the 7th day, then the parents would not be, the wife would not be muteres labailo. At best, this Gemara is strange. Is that the depth of the reason for Mila? There's much discussed symbolically about the number 8 and the deeper meaning of what goes on, and he needs a whole week. The Taz in Shulchan Aruch says the Indian of the Sholem Zocher is in order to give the child a chance to experience the whole week with Kedusha Shabbos before going in to the Kedusha of Mila. The Inyan is the emotional state of the parents. And also, is that really what the parents are thinking about the bris? Is that what they're busy with? Is that what they're thinking about? This Gemara is a Mikra Imid Dorsheni. Before we develop this theme on a deeper level, on a Hashkofa level, I want to discuss a Halacha Noise, which comes up, which is interesting. It's a Noise Legabe Leida, Legabe Tumas Leida specifically. And it's really a nice b'chol ha'terah kulo. Like we said, the Gemara puts together the Tumas Shivas Yom Mavi Yeledes with the Mila B'Yom Shmini. We have also the Gemara by us earlier, Chav Dalar HaMebei said, Ma'pelos Chaticho Eina Mitama Shivas Yomim, because the Chaticho, if it doesn't have a Tzuas of Lad, is not Roi L'Mila. If the Chaticho is not Roi L'Mila, it's not Roi L'Mila. Mila and Tumas Leida go together in the Psukim. The pasuk puts them together in the beginning of Parshas Tazria. Shivas yomim kimei nidas devoisa. She's tummy 7 days like a nido. Vayoyma shmini yimo b'sar alosoy. Why did the two go together? In fact, Hakim Yonis Menuziel adds, like we just said, that the mila b'yom shmini has to do with the fact that she's muteres lavad. She can be mitire herself after 7 days. Hakim Yonis Menuziel says, b'yoyma t'mino on the 8th day tishtori. She becomes muter viz gazer or losoy. The pasuk doesn't say she becomes muter; it just says 7 days she's tummy. On the 8th day, he sticks in tishtori. She's muteres viz gazer or losoy, and then we're yimo b'sar or losoy. So it's clear that the psukim put the two together. We have by also in the Gemara Namid Beis on Daf Lamed that the mem you made tumas leido. There's 40 days of tumas leido. This is the 7, and this is the 33 days that a woman has after that. The 40 days of Shaykh the Yitzirus of Lad. So there's a profound kesher between Tumas Leda and the Vlad. It's not just that the woman is Tomei and there's something else called the child. The development of the child, his development, the completion of his development that's symbolized by Mila has something to do with the with the Yetziris of Lad, with the Tumas Leida. And the Gemara says a tremendous nafkmin al halacha. Gemara on Shabbos that this that mila is doicha Shabbos. The Gemara says b'yom hashmini yim v'lo sar losa b'yom hashmini afilu b'Shabbos. That's only when it's shaykh to tumas leido a yoytze doifin, a baby that was delivered by C-section, where the leido itself is not mechayev dam being yotze from the mokim haleido. It's not mechayev being yoytze from the mokim yetziris of lad. The Mokam HaChibur, where the Vlad is created by the husband and the wife. In that sense, the Gemara says there's no Tchi of Shabbos. So all this we have to put together, but let's first, point out something that's Negei Halacha L'maisa. The Rabbeinu Chananel and Chagiga Tezvav Amid Beis, the Shita Mechudesh, the Rishon clearly argue, but we'll use the Rabbeinu Chananel to bring out a point. Rabbeinu Chananel says that a Noilad Bambati, the process of a woman who became impregnated by zera, viable semen, that was in a place where it could, the case is no mambati. If there would be a yitzia zera, migufo ish, and it didn't go into the gufo isha, it would not be capable of creating a pregnancy because the zera has to be kept warm. But if it was bambati, if it was in a warm tub, the Gemara says that theoretically, the reality is that if the woman was in that bath and the zera went into her body, it could create a pregnancy. The Gemara says that there was such a story, it was called Ben Sira. Ben Sira was the son of Yirmiyahu Hanavi. Yirmiyahu Hanavi, there was such a story where there was a Hitzoaz zera, and then afterwards, the Navi Yirmiyahu's daughter bathed in the same warm water, in the same hot water, and Mimena Yotza Ben Sira. Ben Sira was a Chokum Godel, Karav L'Dargis Hanavu. It says that he sat and he learned together Sefer Yetzira with his father, with Yirmiyahu Hanavi. So clearly there's no Pagam in that later. Rabbi Nachmanu adds that since the Neile Bambati wasn't in the normal derech of Leida, so the halacha is the way Rabbi Nachmanu says Ma'aseh Nisim. It's not a regular creation of a Vlad. So the halacha over there, the Torah is not talking about that type of Ma'aseh Leida. When the Torah says that Leida is metame, he says that there wouldn't be tumas Leida, a woman who gave birth from a Neile Bambati, even though the birth is the same birth. If there was no Yitzir's Dam, if there's Yitzir's Dam, she's talking about Dam neither. But let's say it was a dry Leda. Let's say it was a Leda without Yitzir's Avlad. Without Yitzir's Dam. If that would be the case, then it would not be Mitami Tumas Leda. Now, it happens to be Rabbi Nachmanu says because it's Ma'aseh Nisim. He doesn't mean necessarily because it's Shaloi B'Derech HaTeva. He means that it's not the regular. It's not Shaloi B'Derech HaTeva such a story to happen. Today, by the way, it would be an interesting question where the process scientifically has developed IVF where the pregnancy does not have to be consummated with a ma'ase biyuv between the husband and the wife. It can be consummated otherwise. So then the halacha is, maybe that would be considered a regular, but in any case, Rabbi Nachmanu is not la halacha. Rabbi Nachmanu's point, however, is important because it brings out an akuda which is important la halacha, which is if the process of something described in the Torah is not the normal way, then it wouldn't have the dinim incumbent on that halacha. And that's an important point. The one who puts a finger on it as a way of looking at different halachas b'chol haTorah kula is Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shurim in Ksubis, Ois Reish Beis, Reish Gimel, Reish Dal. Points it out, interestingly enough, Legabi, an article that was written by one of the Rabbanim, talking about the 1920s, 1930s, when they were discovering, they were experimenting with different types of agriculture in Eretz Yisrael. Svarim on the halachas of mitzvah tluyos baretz were rare then, because agriculture had just started up in Eretz Yisrael. That's when the Chaznish came and developed the whole culture of getting to halacha lemaisa in inyonei mitzvah tluyos baretz. And one of the inyonim in Hilchas Klayim, there are halachas that, again, it's just all the halachas climb, grafting together two trees. The regular process, the way it's described in the Mishnah, is they had developed a new process then in the agricultural world. I don't know the pratim of it. And one of the Rabbonim had written to say that there wouldn't be an Isser, and the Tzushta was similar to this Rabbeinu Chananel. The idea was that since it's not the regular way of growth of trees, there it does not have a din of planting two things together, and it would not have the effect of being called Klein. Like we pointed out, most of the Rishonim seem to argue with Rabbeinu Chananel. I don't know, none of the Poskim, not Rishonim, are going to bring down this distinction, Legabe Tumat Leida. It's possible that they argue on a technical point. They don't hold that Tumas Leida is totally in the regular Oifin of Hazro, of the pregnancy coming about. The pasuk says Isha Kisazria. That doesn't indicate that there needs to be the mice of Isha Kisazria, but there Chorogl, even a Noilad Aidei Nisabra Bambati would also be considered regular Tumas Leida. It's possible, however, that there's a mokum to take a deeper look over here, and there's a fundamental principle at stake. And maybe this is where the Rishonim argue. There's a concept, when we're talking about what's kederich and what's shaloi kederich, legabi iri is an aloha, l'moshul shaloi kederich achilo, is a matir. It's one of the ways that we're matir taking pills, even if there's something there that theoretically comes from achol zasuris. Because the ma'is achilo of swallowing a pill shaloi kederich achilo, the Shabbos, Shalei Kederich is a big game changer. What's Kederich? What's Shalei Kederich? Shalei Kederich will be also the Rabbonon, but very often the Rabbonons factor in to what could be done, B'makom Rufu, and so on and so forth, B'makom Atzarech. One of the noisim, Legabe, defining what's Kederich and Shalei Kederich, is a discussion in the Igle Tal, the classic Sefer on Melechah Shabbos. In his Psicho Is Gimel, he points out that there are two types of Shalei Kederich. There's where the Maisa that's done is Shalei Kederich. The way that the Maisa is done is not the regular standard Maisa. And there's sometimes where the Shalei Kederich is that the effect, that which is created al yidei that Maisa, is Shalei Kederich. An example. The halacha is that a Otzitz She'enei Nokuf is a non-perforated flower pot. It has it in dirt. Planting in such a thing is considered only malacha derabbanon. Even though, seemingly, the ma'isa of putting the seed into the ground, into the dirt, is the same ma'isa as putting the seed into the ground. You're doing exactly the same thing. You take a seed, you put it into the dirt, and it grows. What's not the same about it? Why is it considered shaloi keder zri, and that's why it's only malacha derabbanon? L'cha'oira, the maisa is the same, the toitzah, that the ground is planted. I don't mean the toitzah, what benefit you have that a tomato grows. I mean the maisa creates something. What did it create? What the maisa of planting does is it creates a seed that's in the ground. The seed is not in the ground when it's in a flower pot. The flower pot is not the ground. The maisa is the same maisa of putting it in a piece of, taking a piece of dirt and putting a seed into it. But the effect is not the same. He says that sometimes, Legabi Melech Shabbos, the effect might be the same, but the Tzura of the Maisa is different. An example, Ksiva Biyad Smoil. Now we would say that Ksiva Biyad Smoil, the effect is different if somebody writes with his left hand. But what happens, the Igle Tal makes an assumption, says theoretically, a person can train himself that the handwriting with his left hand should be just as legible and neat as, there's nothing maybe qualitatively different, but there's nothing existentially different about a signature done with one's left hand with one's right hand. What's the difference? Why is it a shinui? Why is signing one's name with the left hand, where they're not going to operate on somebody unless it's a signature, it could be somebody will have to sign. The better thing is to sign with one's left hand. The chilik over there is that the maisa that's done, a maisa uman that's done with one's left hand, is considered a shini in the maisa. He points this out, legabe a stira that he brings. On the one hand, the Gemara clearly compares a different type of writing, a writing which is not considered ksav, legabe Shabbos to legabe get. And the case of the Gemara is ksav agabe ksav, something that's written on top of writing that previously exists. Ksav agabe ksav is not considered ksivo. The Gemara clearly compares Shabbos and get. A ksiv is a get, is not considered a valid get if it's ksav agabe ksav. Still, legabe yad smoil, Shabbos it is considered a shinui, L'gabi get, it's not considered shinui. Bira dover, he says, because get, the Torah, when the Torah says to write a get, the Torah is not makbin on the tzur of the maisa ksiva. The Torah wants that what's on the paper should be a ksav. The mitzius of a ksav agabi ksav is that it's not a ksav, it's not writing. Not that it's not an act of writing, it's not writing, it's not considered a dover kosov, it's not ksiva. The fact that the maisa is the same maisa is of no relevance. The ksav is not a ksav. That's the comparison between Shabbos and Get. Masha'enkin, if we're talking about writing Biyat Smol, the Toitzo is the effect is the same. The writing, like we said, could be the same writing. What's different is the Maisa. So we have two types of Shinui. There's a Shinui of Maisa, there's a Shinui of effect. Let's ask ourselves, Legabi the Maisa Hazuro, which the Torah talks about, the Torah says, Isha Kis Hazuria. Are we talking about the act of Hazro, which means the normal way of creating a pregnancy, as opposed to Bambati, as opposed to artificial IVF? Or is the point this? The point is, Isha ki Sazria, the Torah is telling us, a woman who is pregnant, a woman who's a milberes. It's the effect that creates the din v'toma shivas yomim ubiyayim eshmini yimo v'sar alosoy. Is it the effect or is it the maisa? The svara would say that it's the effect. She became pregnant. The oifin and how she became pregnant is less important. And mistama, that's why Rav the Rishonim argue on Rabbeinu Chananu. What is true is that the poskim want to know legabizam, which is surprising. L'chari goes into the same discussion, the same hagdora is legabi noilad bambati. In Evan Ezer, Simon Aleph, which is the Simon that deals with the Kiyum Puruvu, there's a Shaila if a man is Mekayim, his mitzvah Puruvu, if a woman was Nisabro Mimenu Bambati and gave birth to a child. Is that child considered Nisyachis Loi? There is a Chiddush, because the Chayyim by Puruvu, the mitzvah is less about the way the child is created, and more l'chor about the fact that a person has children. Having children doesn't make a difference whether the maisa that created the ibur, which created that child, was a regular maisa ibur b'derech ha-teva, or it was bambati. L'chor, that shouldn't make a difference, and yet the poskim do debate it. Maybe you could hear it a little bit more by the pruvu, maybe it has to come with the natural oifin of relations between the husband and wife. What's a chiddush is that the poskim even talk about it legabe a discussion if noled bambati is nisyaches achrovno. But it's very hard to understand whether we say that legally that child's considered that person's child legabe arayis, legabe whether they're considered related if it's his daughter. If a woman was nisabra from noled bambati from his zera, would we say that the daughter that's born from that pregnancy he'd be mutter to marry her? It's not his child. If biologically, genetically, it's his child, it's not his child. That's a very big chiddush. That's what the person discussed. What's more korov al haseichel is a different need. It sounds more like a mokum lodun. The Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Tezvov in Hilchos Ishus and Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz has a sefer on Evan Ezer called Bnei Ahuva. In the beginning of Evan Ezer, have a discussion in Nisabra Bambati. If a woman was Nisabra Bambati, from a man who wasn't her husband, whether she's considered a soita labala. And over there we could hear, soita labala normally means that a woman was unfaithful. She did a maisa of being mizana with another man. Over here she didn't do anything. On the other hand, we could say that if she became pregnant from another man, that she's not in a state of being faithful to her husband. Over there you could hear more the shaila, is it totally in the maisa, is it totally in the effect. To say legabi pruvu, to say legabi yichus, that the child is not nesiachav achrav, it's a very big chiddush that the poskim even bring up such a tzad. Lamaisa, nobody actually accepts lahalocha that the child is not nesiachav achrav. The shaila of the asur woman al baila is a legitimate shaila. That's something that the later poskim debate back and forth.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.